world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Hello, welcome to our Season 7, Episode 37.
Mighty Bros Before Hoes.
I like it.
The hoe is Emu, because he's the worst. You need to keep that hoe on a leash. Bitch is running wild, man.
So is the hoe Emu, or is it M?
I don't know. Whichever. I want them to split and then kill the one that cares about the patient. I know that sounds bad, but it's going to help in the long run. Sure. That's because he's so depressing. That explains it. What?
It just took me a while to process that one.
A lot of things take you a while to process, Brian.
Yeah, you know that.
It's all the popcorn butter in your veins.
It slows everything down.
Nah, it is.
You know that shit.
Oh, God, it's happening. The feet have become sentient. That's all I hear.
Jimmy!
Six callers ahead of us, Jimmy!
Oh, God.
That's another throwback. You're in that desert now, for fuck's sake.
What's wrong with you?
Witch?
Why do I hear cats squealing?
Didn't like my Jimmy Neutron teacher impression, apparently.
Go teach.
That's what that was?
Yes.
Oh, it's...
No?
I was told to tell
Wrong.
Cat
Kai. Wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I got that.
What's happening now? Is this show even going to happen?
This show never really happens. We're just here. Brian hits the record button for a while we talk, and then he just hits the end button.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I don't think the show's a real thing.
No. It's all a ruse.
A flower?
No. Threw boxers at me. Like I'm supposed to put them on.
Probably. So anyway.
Alright, let's take a live vote. Who wants me to put pants on?
Me.
Alright, well, it's only one vote for yes and four votes for no, so...
I said yes. Don't lie.
Who are the other... however many math happens...
wait, what?
Exactly.
Dawson's an idiot, that's what we're all laughing at now.
However many math happens.
Yes.
Quote of the day.
Calculation.
Dawson can't math at all. Dawson is like the worst at mathing.
Other than playing Tomb Raider a lot, I got nothing. Like,
oh, we moved into the 1-ups?
Yeah, we just kind of slid into it.
I like to slide into things.
Holy, that's really cool.
I bought a bunch of amiibo. That was it.
Oh, yeah, I did that too. We'll talk about that when it's my turn.
All I really done that was like anything different this week was I binged that Series of Unfortunate Events series. Like, that was pretty much the only new thing. There hasn't been anything new to find or anything like that, so... not a whole lot.
Is it my turn?
Uh-huh.
So, like Brian said, I bought a bunch of amiibo. Basically what really happened was we were out and about on Natalie's birthday on Sunday. And hopefully I should come into buying her another baby doll, because I don't know, she's adorable in two. But we were like, let's go to Barnes & Noble. Kaylee's not here, so there's no one to run around screaming in the store like a crazy person. So I had coupons, and then I signed up the children for the kids free stuff.
This is a censored story. It took a dark turn. And then I took the baby doll and beep, up the beep. Then Amoeba so, all over.
We had to come home and print the coupons for Barnes & Noble. And while I was at home, I was sitting here pressing print. And I see Brian said something about, like, Amiibos were BOGO at Toys R Us. I'm like, oh, fuck. Let's go buy Amiibo. So let's go to Toys R Us. So I
know what my
getting,
BOGO
like,
is, that I dance like a sea snake.
So I end up getting, like, Waluigi, Donkey, Diddy, Boo. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. I got the Toon Link and Zelda 2-pack, the 8-bit Link, and the Ocarina Link. I was very proud of myself. I had 8 of them. I used some of my reward dollars. I broke the credit card machine. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, I put the credit card in, and then it declined. Like, what the fuck? This is stupid. Let's run it again. I put the card in, and then it got stuck. It just said, please wait. Do not remove card. And, you know, that's when the card was in there. The card was in there. It said, please wait. Do not remove card. And finally, the cashier's like, well, it looks like it's stuck. Just take it out and see what happens.
It's an old-timey miner.
I'm like, okay. So I take the card out, and now it's still stuck. The whole register froze. He had to get two other employees over there to try and figure out how to restart the computer and reset everything. It still didn't reset. They're like, oh, just stick. Yeah, like, and then they got the computer froze, and they got the computer to restart, but the credit card terminal wouldn't restart. Like, well, just stick your card in, and it should reset it. I'm like, okay. Sticks my card in, still nothing. I'm like, son of a bitch. Like, we had 4 people in line behind us. They all had left to go in different lines. Like, we're still sitting here waiting. We went ahead to go to the next register over and re-ring everything up and do it all over again. I stuck my card in and took like 3 steps back from the credit card machine. Like,
were you afraid it was going to explode?
I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't want to break it again.
And then it exploded.
So that happened. I was very happy about that. I've been playing Sun and Moon.
I beat the first trial, apparently.
Black and White. I've been playing Black and White. I'm just trying to finish getting the last few of them on 5th gen. That's almost done. But I've been playing Sun and Moon. I beat the first trial on Sun. Grubbin was a bro. Like, Grubbin used Bite, just wrecked shit. I was like, okay, this is cool.
Like, Grubbin and then Charger Bug were like the hidden MVPs of my team.
Well, because it's like, oh, Young Goose, okay, Bite, and then Young Goose tackles. I lose a couple of hit points. Bite again, Young Goose goes down. Find second Young Goose. Same exact thing. Like, sweet. Then Team Skull comes out, and they throw out Drowsy. Like, okay, Bite. Drowsy flinched. Sweet. Bite again. Drowsy's done. And then I find the Gumshoes. Bite. Gumshoes flinched. Bite again. Gumshoes, I don't know, he was like Leer or something like that. He didn't really attack me. Bite. Okay, well, Gumshoes is done. On to the totem. Like, I didn't have to do anything whatsoever before the totem except just grub and use Bite over and over again. So that was fun. And it helped that I managed to. It took a couple of different tries to actually get through it, but it helped that the on this particular time when Grubbin was like beastly, that my Grammar's poison gas actually poisoned the totem instead of the assistant Young Goose, and so that helped a lot. And, like, pretty much I started off by, like, throwing out Young Goose and just using Leer until he died to just take away the defense advantage that the Totem Gumshoes had. And then poisoned it and just wrecked it after that. But it's really fun. I'm really enjoying Sun and Moon, like, a lot. I don't know what it is about it. Like, if it's just the look, if it's, like, just the different updated things, if it's the new Pokemon. But I'm enjoying it, actually, I think a lot more than I did when I first went through Sun and Moon. Sun and Moon, this is Sun, X and Y. I'm enjoying Sun and Moon more than Sun and Moon. wait. Like...
No, I can agree with that, though. I think I had a pretty similar feeling when I played it.
Like, and I don't know if it's the island trial being different than just the standard, like, gym battle, you know, gym leaders, 8 badges deal, if it's the new Pokemon, if it's the setting, or if it's the fact that my character is, like, an appropriate height, if that adds to it. But so that's fun. I did that. I got my Ichigo Gashat from Brian, as well as my HLJ box with all that fun stuff in it. So I got like a bunch of Gashats now. I got my case. I love the Mighty Brothers XX, the double X Gashat. That thing's cool. Dangerous Zombie is just fun. So yeah, I'm glad to have all that now. And I started listening to the Victory Road podcast because, like, people have been out of the office leaving me alone, like, excessively the past week and a half. So I got caught up on our show because I was, like, 4 episodes behind. And I was like, well, I want something to do. And I know Brian was on this podcast, so I want to listen to Brian. So let me go start this from the beginning. There's not a lot of episodes. And it's fun to listen to people speculate about what's going to happen with Sun and Moon now that the game is out.
Yeah.
Like, that's always just fun. And, I mean, like, it's a lot of similar opinions, you know, like, to the way we feel about things. There's a few pronunciation things that, when they talk, that kind of get me a couple of times. But I just finished the second episode, and, like, the last, I think, 5 minutes is just them whoring Brian. Like, they're just like, we'd love to have people who know about Pokemon come on here and talk to us about things. They're like Shukin Shinobi, he knows all about the cards. Like, and they just went on and on. I just bought the Mewtwo and Mewbox, and like Shukin Shinobi, he's so smart, he knows everything. I'm like, oh, okay. Brian, did you pay them? I'm like, what are they?
Just the perks of having friends.
Brian's got all this free advertising. I'm like, shit. I know the wrong people. Fuck.
I get around.
Dear Lord.
You know how it is. I didn't get this popular for nothing.
But, like.
Oh.
Just be funny.
I was on, like, episode 3, right?
Those two. You're on 4.
A 4?
Like, yeah, I'm on 3 right now. But, like, it's good. It's fun. It's kind of nice to listen to a show and not automatically know what the next line is that's coming. It's also a little weird.
Like, I don't know what they're going to say. This is strange.
I don't know what they're going to say. I'm not going to hear my voice jump in any second and be like, penis! Like, because that's how the last few episodes have gone. I wasn't there in the beginning. Is all of a sudden I just jump in and say something obscene. I'm like, I don't know how to handle this. Is this what everyone else feels like when they listen to our show? What's going to happen next? So that's the thing. But, like, but I do like how people don't realize that I really am, like, this far behind on the Pokemon games. Like,
yeah, it's not a made up joke. It's like, it's true.
Like, because someone, I posted something on Twitter. Like, I don't post a lot on Twitter anymore. And I actually got that response, like, wait, you really are behind? No, it's just a made up gag. Like, Like, no, like the Dawson Races joke. That's a made up gag that we do for this because it's just funny to me. But like, no, that's a real thing. Like, I really had to like catch up and clear Soul Silver, finish beating Black White, Black 2, White 2, beat X and Y. That's all finally done. I am still trying to, like, almost done out Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, and I'm playing Sun and Moon. Like, that's real. That's not like a joke. I don't know why someone would think I would make that up. Like, like it's a funny gag. I'm not that creative. If I were that creative, I would not work for a plumber all day. I would write stories and get paid money.
It's a me.
Right? Like, I work for a plumber and then I play with a plumber. It's like but and speaking of said plumber, I went and pre-ordered the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I did that too.
I went there, and apparently, like, I went to GameStop, and according to them, yeah, this is the only day you can pre-order this, like, the machine. After that, we're not allowed to sell it anymore until it comes out. I'm like, okay, whatever.
I mean, I figured they would have just taken pre-orders until they ran out, unless they were assuming they were going to run out that day. So they're like, well. Today
I guess
never.
So. Like, so they're like, we're only selling, you know, pre-orders today. I'm like, sweet. I'm glad I decided to show up then. And so I pre-ordered the machine with the gray Joy-Con. I'm going to get. I didn't pre-order one, but I'm gonna get a neon blue one later on. That's the one the wife wants. Cause I showed her stuff about the machine. And she's all excited now. So I pre-ordered that. I pre-ordered 1-2 Switch. I pre-ordered ARMS, Mario, Mario Kart, Splatoon, and Breath of the Wild.
So everything, basically.
Pretty much. Like, I didn't pre-order any, like, extra controllers or accessories. I'm like, I will figure, because I don't know what I want yet. There's so many things.
Yeah, I was the same way. Like, I mean, I didn't even get to games. I did Breath of the Wild, and that was it. But it's just kind of like there's so many different controller options, and I don't even think I've read how many controllers like can connect at one time. So it's like, how many extras do I actually need? Like, do I only need one other set, or do
like I'm probably only gonna have like one other set at least right now. Like, but yeah, that's. That happened, and I was excited. And then they were like, they did the same thing they've been doing to me every time I've been going there for the past, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. Like, you have a pre-order for Sonic Boom Fire and Ice you never picked up. Dude. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's get it now so you stop asking me about it. I'm tired of being asked this question. Just let me buy this game. So I bought Sonic. I was like, fuck.
Is this supposed to, like, go away after a while?
No.
I guess not.
No, it doesn't. I don't know how old that game is, but no, I've had the pre-order forever. So, it was real funny. Like, and then, it's like Kaylee went to a friend's house, which is actually my friend's house, and just my friend has kids at her age, and she goes over there. They love her. They think she's well-behaved and great. I don't know which child they actually had then if they said that about Kaylee. But they have a Wii U, and the little boy, he loves, you know, he plays Mario and Donkey Kong and Mario Kart, and he's got Yoshi's Woolly World and shit. So she goes over there and plays these games with him, and then gets, like, she came home and got all excited, like, I did this and this and this, like, we need to, I'm like, Kaylee, I have literally all of that here. I don't know, we don't have to go out and buy it. I own all of it, like, right now.
Mind blown.
Pretty much, like... and I put on the Wii 4, like, regular Wii, and, like, she got to make her own Mii, and, like, I've never seen anybody get that excited to make their own Mii before. Like, and I showed her all the ones I downloaded when they had that Mii channel where you could, like, post Miis and download the people's shit that they made, and she saw the ones, and she's like, oh, wow, you got Scooby-Doo! And I'm like, yeah.
And, like, Scooby-Doo.
I got, like, you know, Darth Vader and C-3PO and shit, just, like, freaking out, and I'm like, this... Like, it's funny. Like, I guess I'm just so used to it because I've been doing this my whole life that, like, it's cool. It's not like that. But seeing it from the eyes of a six-year-old is... Well, not literally from the eyes of a six-year-old. She had her own eyes still in her head. I didn't, like look through her eyes. That would have been weird. But seeing her reactions to things is pretty funny. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. One last story before everyone passes out from listening to me talk. I forgot to tell you that right after we met Diggle, we taught Natalie to say Diggle. So she says Diggle. So she says Diggle. Diggle.
Diggle?
Diggle. So we're like, okay, now we try to get her to tell other things. Like, Natalie, say Ollie. Diggle. No, Natalie, say Ollie. Diggle.
She's got the right mindset, to be honest.
We're like, Natalie, say Arrow. Diggle. Diggle. Natalie, say Flash. Fuck.
Wait a minute.
Like, wait, what? Did she say fuck?
She's still mad at Barry because before that you used to have a son and she misses her penis. But she kept saying Dickle. You're reading the whole situation wrong.
Like, it
was... Like, dick point.
Like, she spent the past week and a half or whatever it is just saying Diggle. Like, she just keeps saying it. Like, Diggle. Diggle. Like, oh, Lord.
At least you know you'll always have a Diggle.
Right? I just thought that was funny. Say, you won't say that. Say Ollie. Diggle. Diggle. Hey, Arrow. Diggle. Okay. I had to get her to say Flash says fuck. I don't think that's right. Damn it, Barry.
To be fair, I'm not entirely surprised, but...
No. Nah. I mean, it's an appropriate reaction to Barry, but... Fucking Flashpoint annex. So what do we got for nudes, Brian?
There's a
Padme Attack of the Clones figure that they just announced. That's an exclusive.
The head sculpt's actually really good.
It looks like Natalie Portman, and I wanted to, like, have sex with it.
Dear Lord. I still don't understand why all humanoid figurines aren't based on Hana. They struck gold the first time they fight a human. And what the hell? Why hasn't there been a sequel to Hana? I mean, honestly.
That's why I haven't bought any of them. I mean, they don't match the perfection.
I mean, really. She's and one then, of a kind, literally.
They also announced a Kamen Rider Heart figure art, and then my penis got soft. I saw Padme Amidala, and I was like, penis hard. And then I saw Heart, and I was like, never mind.
Forgot to mention it last week, but they finally put up SIC Baron, and it's amazing.
They did. Baron. Well, he's Baron, so he is of course, pretty.
True.
Did you see the figure art Doctor Strange on the Tamashii website?
Yes. Also a good head sculpt.
That is a June exclusive release along with Heart and Padme. And out of all three of those, I think I'm most excited about Stephen Strange. It is the most beautiful thing I've seen in quite some time.
I just want a Benedict Cumberbatch figure art bonanza that you can just make Sherlock or Doctor Strange or Khan and you just swap out all the body parts. Well, that would be difficult.
Well, that would be difficult.
And they got the little, the spell effect parts, and it's... I am not normally one for effect parts, but, those I might actually use. Just because I think they look cool, and I like Doctor Strange. It's really pretty. I need to tell Oki to pre-order that for me. Shit. Although, no, him, I'd be like, oh, I already put you down for that. It was a Marvel figure art, and I've been buying the rest of them for you, so I just put you down for it. Okay. So I just assumed things.
Glad I was right. Because if I was wrong, I would just make you pay for it anyway. Because it's pretty on much. The list. You told me you wanted this with your mind.
In your mind palace.
But other than that, the only thing that, like, happened this week is, like, a couple hours ago, we got a second little teaser thing for the first episode of Ninja Steel. And it was basically, look, here's all the other Rangers that might have their Zords already because Dom's...
And might have parents.
Trucks.
And they have hoverboards, but where are the aliens? Aren't they supposed to be on the planet at this point, or did the dinosaurs eat them?
So, before we get too far,
showed up. What a wonderful planet, Chomp!
I'm on Facebook, and there's this sponsored post that says, "It's like it's a Power Rangers thing." It's, I guess they figure I want anything about Power Rangers, and it says 15 things you didn't know about Power Rangers, and the images, three images mashed together.
Is it the one with Maya's boobs?
Yes, like all on the left is like Jason with like that cheerleader pose where he's got his hands on his hips, and then it's like Maya helmetless in the suit. Without large breasts, and then it's just like Maya with her boobs just like hanging out.
That's before and after hydroxy cut. Like you go from ASJ to boob Serena Vincent.
Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. It's like a three stage.
Thanks, hydroxy cut.
Like, how does this work? What the hell am I looking at?
Oh, that's funny. I want to see if it appears for me.
Dear Lord. Just search Jason Maya boobs. It'll be fine. Make sure the safe search is off. Just to keep it safe. I know it contradicts each other, but...
Well, I'm
you know how it is.
Now, to be honest with you. Jason
Maya boobs. Oh my god. What's happening?
The best things happen when we do things like this. You know that. We went to Canadian sex acts.
Hashtag sneaky snowplow.
It never popped up. But anyway. Yeah, it was probably like the least thrilling preview they could have given us ever.
I mean, it's more thrilling than, like, the photo shots we got for Dino Charge each week. The, like, new image from this week's episode is, like, them having a picnic. I'm like, what the fuck is this nonsense? Or just, like, a picture of Riley by a tree. I'm like, okay.
The image stills were exclusive. Really stupid anyway. Oh, boy, a picture. That's what I want to see.
Well, and the Power Force exclusive thing was what killed me, too. Like, it was, like, a Power Force exclusive, Riley next to a tree.
Exclusive picture. Guess what? It's not exclusive anymore.
Yeah, like, not now that you shared it.
But, yeah, I, like, don't really have anything to say about it. Apparently, we've got people dissecting the theme song, and we have, like, 20 seconds of it.
It's probably going to be like Dino Charges, where it's kind of newish, but also has got, like, MMPR shoved into it, which is...
Yeah.
I mean, like, Dino Charges was better, but I just wish we could break away from it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I agree. I mean, like, it's, like, it's a step in the right direction, because it's not, like, Samurai and Megaforce, but it's still, like, just something that doesn't need to be there at all.
Yeah. It's just like when they use Go-Go in the Morphin Call, I'm like, I don't think this is what is helping you. Like, I don't think the kids are like, well, I better pick this toy up because it said Go-Go Power Rangers in the theme.
This like, bitch in the club just pulled a Subway sandwich out of her dress.
That was in the clip, actually. That was Preston. That bitch in the club's name is Preston. He's wearing a dress and he pulled a Subway sandwich out of it.
Like, right out of her boobs, just a Subway sandwich. I didn't even know
his
anyone
boobs.
Did... My whole world has been a lie.
It also seems like they've been, quote-unquote, unveiling the bios for a ranger each day as if it's like a really, 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 really low-key event. Where it's only picked up on because, like, the fans are constantly checking the sites and then post it up. So, that's a thing. They're into fitness.
I
I'm not surprised.
I've never not cared this much.
Like, it's such a small nitpicky thing, but I kind of wish they didn't. Not only didn't make it a big deal, but I kind of wish they didn't include the magic thing at all, just because there's honestly not that much footage. I can't think they could just cut out. There's what, like, four scenes with Blue with a wand.
Yeah,
and like, I just hate when we have to use so many things like that. And now that we're making it a huge deal, I just kind of hate that.
They saw it and they knew they could do really stupid, like, child humor with
comedy?
It. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, super child humor. Like,
that's next season.
But no, like, from what we heard of the theme song, it sounds fine, and I mean, the characters are
like the
kind of
things
are.
Even just, Kaylee wouldn't laugh at.
Yeah, like, I don't think a whole lot of kids laugh at the humor that.
That's
Orange
the thing,
because
that humor
right
doesn't
now.
Exist anymore. I don't see it in anything else.
Like, it's, I mean, like, I didn't even laugh at that humor when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Back when that exactly. humor was relevant.
Exactly.
And now they're using the same humor, and it's no longer relevant. And so it's just kind of a big question mark, so. Who knows?
It'll be a thing this weekend that happens. I'm looking forward to the recap.
What's got to do? Got to do with it?
Nothing. Not this. It's just a machine turning at this point.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see in a couple days.
Yep.
Oh boy, Ninja Steel discussions with Shuki will be airing next
Samurai
week.
Theme toy. And now it's time for. Is that
soft
the new
moaning? Probably thinking about the subway.
That's right. Superhero time. Juoja. Mecha game, mucha game. What's your name? I'm a Kamen Rider. Me too. I'm Kamen Rider XA too.
It's like a Bach pirate flair to it.
There's two of them. I'm a Kamen Rider. Mighty Brothers! So, on this week's Juoger,
it didn't suck hardcore, so.
Azalt sought out Bard and was like, I want the Orange Eagle, motherfucker. And they were like, what? You can't have our boy?
Azalt just confirmed the fact that he's orange.
Right?
Is he, though?
Well,
I mean,
it depends on the lighting, to be honest.
It does.
And then they got their cubes back, and they bitch-slapped Azalt, and then Azalt turned into his old form, and he's like, I remember, I was a dick.
I never got nailed this hard, or whatever the subtitle said.
Like, you know that's right.
And it seems like Genus knew the whole time, yeah. I guess?
Yeah, Genus put them back together.
Like, because he's apparently the one that, like, Kevin just said, put them back together, and was like, yeah,
he almost seemed like
to wreck shit.
He was just waiting for it to happen. Like, maybe that's his reason he sat around, like, we'll remember eventually, 35 episodes later. Fuck, well, there's still, like, 10 episodes left. He'll remember.
He'll remember eventually. It'll be really funny when it happens.
He'll do my job for me.
Even more
important. Genus is literally the worst villain we've had, like, in a long time. Like, I mean, and Ninja had really shitty villains.
Yeah.
Like, his whole gimmick is just doing absolutely nothing and drinking wine a lot. At least I...
Dokugu?
I'm not really sure if that's wine or not, to be honest. It's a liquid of some sort.
Isn't that what Dokugu
juice.
Did?
You so good boy!
Just, he sat around juice. With his headache and his wine, his sake.
The thing about him, though, is he was, like, trapped. And he would, like, cry out, you know, like an old lady... After menopause, and then, like...
He doesn't love that
then,
dry old lady.
But then he came out in that episode, and he, like, wrecked shit. So, like, at least with him, both in Samurai and in Shinkendra, you felt his threat. Whereas of genus, you don't. I don't think they knew his name, honestly.
Well, more importantly than any of that, Mario met Larry.
And gave him bananas. What is it with these people?
What a racist.
And stereotypes.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, this is 2017.
And Larry, what's up with you with fitting stereotypes? Come on, man. You're doing
well,
for
next
gorillas
thing you know,
everywhere.
He would have offered him some fried chicken and watermelon.
And some of that Kool-Aid.
That purple drink. Give me that purple stuff. Sugar, water, and purple.
Fucking Mario's like, I'm Joe Human. I'm like, dude, stop.
You just put on a rape kit. That was about it. Like,
I've got a rape kit.
I also like how the cubes went to the proper color person. That was convenient.
Yes. That happened.
I love absolutely how long these are taking. Like, we got them, but we didn't even use them yet, unless I blacked out and they used them.
No,
I'm pretty sure
won't
they didn't
use them.
That I thought. I mean,
maybe it's just, later.
It's just funny because of how much they rush all the other products to get out so that they debut the same time as they release, and these have been out forever. These came out during the Ninja. Like, it's ridiculous.
I like how you said maybe later, and there's literally three episodes left.
Yeah, like even with eight, so it's like it'll probably be in the finale. It's like, what is this, the Talon Ranger of Duozer?
It's gonna be Mito Ninja. They'll
it'll
have an extra
it'll
female
be
character that they'll build
they'll
up
be
to becoming
a
ninja, and then she'll never get to be a ninja. Because Chippity Dude, I forgot to buy the suit. Or whatever stupid exclamation. Wow. Explanation we're gonna get.
Like, as much as I like that whole the whole Q-Ranger thing, I am gonna be slightly upset that we're not gonna do Juroja just because what the fuck happened?
Dawson died.
Let's
keep
cool
going.
I am slightly upset that we're not going to do Juroger, not just for the figures of these suits, but just because I think with Dino Charge, they did a lot of repaints, but they did a good job with all those, like, additional Zords with the Oviraptor and the Archelon and whatnot, and I kind of would like to see what they would do for extra cubes.
Mm.
And what they could do for, you know, additional animals and given the opportunity and 'cause I think they could do something good with it, or maybe make like their own ranger and a ranger. I don't know if they would. They would not like it would be an in the show kind of thing, but just their own extra suits or whatever they would do, 'cause you know how they always add shit,
right?
I would just kind of love to see how they, what direction they take it, and it would have been pretty neat. But Q-Ranger is cool. They got space balls. It's almost time for space balls. I need space balls in my life.
Thank God.
like
I
find myself caring less and less about this every week.
I pulled a U. I didn't watch this week's episode until like a half hour before we got on the call. So
I watched it yesterday while Kaylee was playing Snoopy's Grand Adventure on the PS4.
Like, I literally forgot. Like, I sat down, like, I just finished like cleaning off my desk, and I'm like, oh shit, I haven't watched that. Like, because I watched X8 on Sunday. Because I'm always excited to watch it. I'm like, hell yeah, the speed subs are out, let's do this. And then, like, Georgia comes out Sunday night usually. And, like, I just didn't care. I'm like, whatever.
When I got to it, Overtime had put out Georgia and X8 had put out X8. And, but I always watched the Sentai first. Just simply because
probably a good call.
Well, it's it's in that way. My brain's in the right order, like Sentai yeah. first, then the writer. But also, like, just for the past couple of years, writer's been the one that's I've enjoyed more.
Mm-hmm.
So, like it's okay. First, I watch the Tokyuger, I watch the Ninja, I watch Jujuger, and okay, now that's out the way. Now I can watch Drive or Ghost or X-Aid and watch something that I enjoy. If not, like, oh, I can, like, I love this, but I just enjoy this more than that last thing I just saw. No, even when, like, Drive was, or, you know, was not as good, or Ghost was not as good, I was like, well, I enjoyed this better than what I just watched right yeah. before it. So, like, I'm going on an upswing. That's what I'm counting on, is the upswing. Like, so that's a thing. And they've been doing the whole, like, clips in the intro thing that they do, and they are, they showed, the red Q-Ranger, Shishi.
Yeah, red. It's so pretty.
Oh my god, it was gorgeous. I got happy in pants.
Like, honestly, like, even, like, just the helmets is enough. Like, with the sparkle star effect and the visors and stuff, it's just great.
Yes.
Hopefully the show pulls through. Hopefully.
I'm really hoping. Like, I don't want to, like, get too excited, but I'm hoping that we can break the streak. Like,
at the very least, be on a level of, like, the second half of Tokyuger, or just kind of like a middle ground somewhere. I'm trying to think of a Sentai that's kind of middle ground.
Like, I just don't want it to be like Super Baby. Like, I feel like it's been Super Baby, and I don't need Super Baby. Like,
because, like, I mean, we've had this discussion before, where it just feels like the show's stuck in this very, very young mindset.
Yeah,
and the thing is, like, suddenly they're afraid to do. It's kind of like what's happening with Power Rangers, I feel like. They're just afraid to do something that's just a little bit more story-driven. Mm-hmm. And it's really weird because, I mean, Sentai's done story-driven stuff plenty of times in the past. But it's just right. Like the past couple of years. And I feel like even Rider's gotten to that point a little bit where everything's just kind of skewing younger and younger in terms of like storytelling and presentation.
But at the same time, like what we talked about with them bringing in, Bandai of America on the Q-Ranger, like, collaboration, it's not doing well. Like, Sentai by itself is not doing what it used to do.
Yeah, it needs Power Rangers to match Rider.
So, you know what. That's what I don't, you know, you're stuck in this rut, yet you're wondering, why aren't we doing well? We're not doing well.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the additional things that they have an issue with is the fact that when they do try different things, it ultimately doesn't help them at all in the long run either.
Well, I think they try new things. But, like, they go weirdly about it. Like, by that I mean they tried something different with GoBusters and had the show driven entirely by the story and not so much the toys.
Yeah.
And the show was really good. But the toy sales were just terrible because there was almost nothing to sell. Like, there's got to be a balance. So, and so because of that, then, they went from that to Kyoryuger, which was very much driven by the toys, with having all the Jujenshi and the 10 robots. They still had a lot of the story, and it was still really good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it then started that shift towards, well, this didn't work. We tried. See, we tried to be a cool guy show, and we had the leather suits, and we had this. And then after that, like, okay, well, we got to go back to baby time, and then you hit Tokyuger, which was like train,
Like new train, new train, new train, new train. Stupid football armor pads. And it, for the first half, was just very nothing. And then we got to Ninja, and it, like, it's, I don't know, like, they're stuck. Because they go, we tried this, well, you, something worked, because the show was better and more enjoyable. But you lost it on the Toyin, which, don't get me wrong, the Mecha, which in Japan is apparently, like, the big seller, were really fun. They were a lot more fun in Go Busters than they are in many of the past few years.
Right.
but they didn't. If they could have combined, I think if they could have combined how fun the Mecha were individual with some kind of a collectible item.
Yeah.
I don't know how it would have worked. You know, but if they could have added a collectible in there some kind of a way, I think it would have been a huge success. And things might have been a little different moving forward after that.
Yeah, because like all it takes is one thing to hit really well, and you're gonna get stuck in that groove. I mean, that's what happened with Ryder.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say is that they double hit hard, and was a huge runaway success. And there was a good thing, a good show with the story, and you had the gimmick. And the fun toys, you had the memory gadgets, and you had the Gaia memories, and everything worked together. And then they took that, and they just carbon copied it, like, for 3 years, 4 years. They just went with it. And, you know, you had the two-part episodes, and they went and just altered it slightly and said, here's O's, which was good. Great. It was different enough, you know, to be separate, but it was still really good. You could see where they copied stuff, but it was still really good. Copied it again, made it Forza, and you're like, I see what you're doing here. I see where this is going. And then they copied it again and made it Wizard, and you're like, guys, come on now. Y'all quit trying. This is what happens when y'all quit trying. And then they, like, reinvented it again and found something that worked well with Gaim, with the good toys, and then it's fuck it. I know it worked, but just do Drive. Okay. But, you know, X8's doing better, so that's good. But I don't know why Sentai hasn't figured that out. I don't know if like the guy in charge of Sentai just sits there like jacking off at his computer all day. And just doesn't care about work. It's like, fuck it. I got a sweet gig, and they're not firing me, so just put on tentacle porn all day. Like, oh, okay.
And I think another issue that they got going is the fact that Courager was such a big hit. Like, nothing is gonna reach that level again.
It well, yeah. It was that sweet spot. You hit the dinosaurs. You literally cannot beat dinosaurs with little kids. Why? I really don't know. Like, I know I love dinosaurs as a kid. I still love dinosaurs. It got me excited to see dinosaurs. And most little kids have the same reaction. Kaylee was 3 and was like, dinosaurs, and like had a freak out. I don't know what it is about dinosaurs like that. I don't know if it's just because you can't find, like, they're extinct. I don't know if it's because of how big they are, or just some of the different features, like the horns and the teeth, or what it is about them that makes them so appealing. But it drives the sales. Whenever they do dinosaurs, it's like a big deal. And you cannot duplicate that with pretty much anything. I mean, trains couldn't do it.
Yeah, though, to be honest, Tokuger sales were not too far behind Curators.
Yeah.
They were really good. And again, that's because trains. Japan,
it's trains, has a hard on for but trains. I think what was good about that was when you were buying something, you were buying, it was almost like buying stuff with Curator, where your gimmick went with the mecha and also went with your changer.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a multi-use item. You were getting a lot for your money. You're buying an $8, $10, whatever it was. They were cheap. You know, Tank Russia. And Tank Russia can be combined with the Tokyo, or you could pull the front half off and put it in your Tokyo changer and get more sounds out of it.
Yeah, and it works with the weapons, too.
And it works with the weapon. So when you had that, you're that $10 or whatever for your Tank Russia is getting you a lot of play value, and so the shit's going to fly off the shelves. And there was no way to ninja with that shit. That couldn't copy anything.
The thing with ninjas, they tried to copy Tokuger with the whole the shuriken can be with the mecha because it's part of the robot, and then you could put it on the head of the robot to make a new face and everything. But then it also works with the weapons, and it also works with the sword and everything. They tried to mimic what happened with Tokuger, like, verbatim, except the shuriken just weren't as fun. They made some noises, sure, but they didn't have the playability. Yeah, and they didn't just have like the fun factor playability that the trains had with Tokuger, because I mean you could like roll them around and just play with them as toy trains. The stars you couldn't do anything with because they were too heavy and
obnoxious. And the thing is too is that with the trains or with the Judenshi, you put it in with the changer, whatever that item is, and there are sounds you got based off of that item that changed. And the gun or the Tokyo changer read which one you used, and stuff changed appropriately. You know, you can make it go poo and made a fart noise.
What are we talking about?
Hashtag like, my life. The state of Sentai and toys, basically.
We didn't move past X-Aid?
No.
No.
How did we get there?
Talk about this week?
Like, walk me through, like, what was the stepping stones that got us here? Man, this show sucks. Like Sentai, am I right? Well, here, let's break it down.
Something like that, kind of. I don't remember, to be honest.
In the news, I did see a little like article pop up today that said the FFFM is voicing the Q Ranger thingy. Does he have a weirdo voice or is it normal?
He's a German Japanese, and
so it's gonna be a Nazi voice.
Did you hear the? I don't know if it was like at the end of your Jyoger or not. If you even bothered, but have you seen the little Q Ranger clip that had their faces, not their faces, but the suits and stuff, and it was like, oh, nine heroes, whatever.
No, I haven't seen any.
No. Well, if you go find that, it's that guy. The guy that's voicing the thing.
What's his voice like? Is it like a
no.
Is it like a weird jungle dude?
No, it's like Q Seishi. Like that guy?
Yeah, it's just like a announcer voice.
Because, like, something I would love is for the like, voice effects for the changer and, like, the weapons and stuff to sound cool.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, I don't know for sure if it's the same tone that he's using, but, like, the guy's voice is fine. It's like a drive, kind of, a little bit.
Okay, that's not so bad. I'll go check it out, like, later depth. Or something.
I don't know if I'd compare it to drive.
Well, no, he's no Chris Kepler.
You cannot compare to Chris Kepler.
Yeah, he's no Pepler, but.
Well, I just don't want.
It's a deeper voice, is what I'm saying. It's a deeper voice.
That's what I want. I like my toys with deeper voices. You know, I'm sorry, I'm an old fashioned gal, but it's just like Sentai has such a lack of cool sounding voices. Like I thought the GoBusters one was cool.
Yes.
Nice drive.
Like, cause like you had the shrieking and Gokaiger, and then the shrieking and. Kyuranger. Tokuger was just kind of.
I loved the Kyuranger one though.
Well, I mean, it fit. I'm just sick of it. Like Ryder always gets the cool sounding voices, and we're stuck with like mental patients that have escaped. And then like this year's was just like a weird jungle guy. I mean, it was okay and it fit, but I want a cool voice that, like, it makes me want to pick up the toy and activate the noises instead of being like, oh no, I don't need to be put in a bad mood.
Oh no, not this again.
Like, it just needs to be cool. Or, like, at least a mix of something. I mean, come on now. I think the GoBusters is the last one I can honestly think of that was kind of more on the objectively cool side.
Where the hell is our little conference thing where everyone in Japan gets to go play with the toys?
And we just, like, watch them, like, listen carefully.
We, like, watch them and touch ourselves. It's great.
Like, if we am I the one that does that? If we listen really close and try to ignore the theme song on repeat in the background and all the little Japanese children making shrieky noises, we might be able to hear the toy.
What is this, like, the CS Toys chat? The theme song on repeat and the screeching Japanese children?
We Will Rock You every other song?
Speaking of the CS Toys chat, I was doing the live show the other day and Ned just popped up.
Oh my god, that's a blast from
Prom Night Dumpster Baby right there.
Lord. This Prom is the origins.
Dumpster Baby.
Me and Mr. S were simultaneously like, oh shit!
Mr. S went full on black there. Exactly.
I want to hear Mr. S say, I haven't seen your black ass in ages. Oh my goodness, Nedges, I haven't seen your black ass in ages.
It would be Brack.
Oh, I haven't seen your black ass in ages. You have gotten out of the dumpster.
Oh my god.
Classic.
Oh, fucking annoying little kid. I guess he's not a little kid anymore, but like, in my mind, he'll always
be Nedges now.
In my mind, he'll always be 12, and what is this?
Cord.
Who was the one that lost the WFC figure in the mail?
Yeah, that was Nedges.
Yeah, that was Nedges.
Oh, did it ever get to him? He's back. I got it. He's got like an eye patch, a scar running down his head, like just like a tattered hero's outfit, and then it's just like the crumpled WFC box.
He's Buck from Ice Age with. He's got like a little tooth sword. He had to kill a man to get that. Stole this from the belly of a wild beast. What the fuck? I've wanted my Fang Joker. God damn it! Like, I actually used the IM-12 and what is this the other day. I don't remember why, but I said it to somebody and they just looked at me and laughed. M12, and what is this?
So I guess we'll talk about XA now.
No.
We don't want to talk more about how Metal Heroes is going to replace Sentai next year, because that's
it. Absolutely.
Metal Heroes might, because ratings are down,
no,
and it needs something fresh.
For real, though, Metal Heroes is not going to replace Sentai, ever.
No, it's possibly the only thing doing worse. They just keep trying, like, really hard. There's, like, somebody that really wants it to happen.
They're
trying
honestly,
to make Metal Heroes a thing, Gretchen.
Exactly.
If Q Ranger tanks, Sentai will probably be done.
I feel sad that I'm not sadder, if that makes any sense. Like, I hate how indifferent I am at the moment. Like,
then what will we talk about?
Like, what I'm really, like, worried that...
I'll have to change the name of the show.
Like, I'm also simultaneously worried, like, what if it... Oh, my God. Well, what if it happens to Power Rangers? I don't know. Or just a comic book series, apparently. But, like, I'm worried...
Well, they can go back and do GoBusters and Tokuger and Jewoger, and they still got... So that's 6 more years of content.
It's true. And then they just go back and use the old 80s footage, and it's, like, clear, crisp HD, and then, like, live man. Like... But I'm worried that, like, if Q-Ranger's, like, writing is the same as the Ninja and Juoger, or worse, but the toy sales do good, and then, like, they're rewarded for that, that would almost be worse for me than it being canceled. Because, like, I want them to see that it's not... I mean, the toy is obviously a huge thing, but it's not just that. I mean, I have to believe that there's a certain amount of not tuning in because Juoger's and Ninja's weren't good. There's nothing to interest you. And so, like, I want it to be good and have good toy sales so that they at least possibly form a connection in their brain of, hey, if we put effort into the show in all these areas, we can do good. Like, I don't want them to make a shitty clown show where they're just shrieking at us and get all their products released in 9 episodes and then get rewarded for it. So I'm kind of worried about that.
Which is pretty much what we were talking about when you walked in and I heard us talking about, I don't know, peeing or something. I don't know what it was.
No, my internet died.
Golden showers.
For like, it was weird. It was letting me get on Twitter and Facebook, but like no other sites or Skype would connect. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I've had that happen before. It was kind of weird.
Made no sense. I almost tweeted like a help, like a well said, like thought. I don't know. I just didn't know what
we
to
want
do.
The golden shower.
But like, I mean, sales are gonna be the bulk of it. But at the same time, TV Asahi, I mean, they're more invested than ever with Q-Ranger because they actually, like, full-time, the lead producer is from TV Asahi instead of Toei. So they're more invested in this forever because I think they're kind of at that give-up point as well. Because, the toy sales are tanking, the ratings are tanking. So TV Asahi is in a situation where we don't really want to fund this show anymore. It's not worth our money.
Yeah.
And so even if the toy sales are good, if the ratings don't improve too, I could kind of see TV Asahi going, well, I guess, okay, but not being really happy about it.
Yeah.
Like if the ratings tank even further, even if the toy sales do good, I could see them possibly passing on it. Just because I think they're kind of almost at that breaking point between the shitty toy sales, meaning they don't get a bunch of revenue from Bandai, and the ratings being in the shitter, meaning no one wants to advertise on that block. So TV Asahi is over here, like, half-funding a show and, like, getting nothing in return. So they're kind of getting at that point where they just don't give a shit anymore.
Like all of us, really.
I heard that.
And, like, I don't know why
TV Asahi is us.
Well, it's funny because, like, the rumors of Sentai's cancellation have been going for years, like, even before we were, like, ourselves fatigued by any of it. And I just think it's funny that everyone thinks there would be, I mean, obviously, if it gets canceled, there will be a replacement show that airs then, but I don't know why people automatically assume that we would all of a sudden have another Toku that would be produced to be in that slot. It would more likely just go to something else, you know, especially with the state of everything.
It would in no way, shape, or form necessarily be a Toku.
Yeah, like, so I don't know why people automatically think they'd bring back Metal Heroes or create a new show and spend more money to get something else off the ground. It would more likely just be replaced by something random or something else new, and then Rider would still be a thing.
Yeah, I doubt they would ever do Metal Heroes again. Every time they try to bring it back, the only reception they get is from, like, a bunch of old fans. And that's
like a bunch of old men.
Like, that's really about it. So that's why you'll keep seeing them pop up in, like, these little team-up movies and stuff, but I don't think they'll ever reach that point where they could actually be a main series again. Just not there.
It's not gonna work.
Rider has so many Metal Hero components to it right now as it is. I don't see those two shows ever airing together.
Yeah. It's just not gonna work.
They've been having people, like, talking about all Sentai is getting canceled since Go Andra that I remember.
It's ridiculous. Like, at least now it's actually weird now that they have, like, they're, like, validated now. It's like, oh, you're right, it might, like, it's not doing so well.
Well, and then, but it was always funny because, you know, all this shit comes out, like, certain time, you know, everybody expects that, oh, if we got our first information about the next Sentai on December 12th last year, December 12th this year, we should get it. And so, like, December 12th comes and it goes, and it's now December 13th, no information. Oh, Sentai's canceled, see? We told you it was going to happen. Like, calm down. Like, it doesn't work that way. Stop. Like, you crazy fucker. Like, all these people, they start, like, just the sky is falling. Like, then December 14th or 15th comes, and look, here's the Sentai information. Oh, maybe not Metal Heroes this year, but next year, Metal Heroes. Okay.
We're saved. What if, like,
what if Sentai gets canceled and then the entire Sentai production is just a giant, like, Jew 2 factory and they just make the footage for Power Rangers? And then the writer's room at Power Rangers comes to a standstill because they realize they have to write the other 70% of their show. Like, all right, well, we work for you now. What kind of fight scenes do you want to see for this scenario? We're supposed to come up with dumb plots and then we just do it. And then someone spills a cake in their face. That's what I was hired for.
Like, in that situation, I think Toei and probably Bandai would be 100% behind funding a Power Rangers series. But then would be the fact on whether Saban would want to do it. Because he's a cheap fucking Jew. Yeah, basically, like,
it's so ridiculous at this point. Who doesn't just film their own show? It's like a weird concept that worked when they were poor in the 90s, but now it's so outlandishly weird. Nothing else does that.
Like, well, if Bandai fair, and
just gave all this money to Hillary Clinton, and that didn't work out for him, so
if Bandai and Toei upfronted enough money, Saban would probably do it, but He would have to see those money signs.
I mean, he's a cheap fucking bastard. I mean, that's why they had so much problems over the years, because they don't want to pay union wages, so they get non-union actors.
And then you hear the horror stories at the conventions about they made him sleep on cots and pelted him with oatmeal and shit.
like
working conditions were terrible. It's like being at Guantanamo. I don't know why. Savant actors sound like
someone southern. Came up to us and actually wanted a cock meat sandwich. Like, just
fuck you, donuts are awesome. They're delicious. Like, this is all a Johnny Young Bosch's panel. He didn't care.
Like, oh, we had to buy our own cast jackets. The crew got them for free, but the cast had to buy their own jackets for the movie. Like, we didn't get hotel rooms, we had to sleep in our cars. What?
They stole Rocky's car and they're like, fuck you, sleep on the street, or whatever that story was, or something. Someone's car got broken into and they didn't care, or something like that. Oh my god! I was just insulted. I've never meant it more than now. I need an adult.
What just happened?
It raped my ear.
You beat Buzz pretty
like,
hardcore.
That was like the hardest
one. I coughed. Like, they just tell such horror stories about this asshole being so cheap. And it's funny because, like, when they're especially, like, now, they're all on the contract, so, like, oh, man, we love working for Saban and doing this show, and then their contract ends. Fuck this guy. That shit was awful. Like, whoa.
Hector David Jr. JPEG.
Yes! That's what I was about to say. Sums up that guy in a nutshell.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, if this hypothetical scenario would happen, and then they tried to work with Saban, and Saban said no, what else do they have? That's all Saban is. I mean, they have their other little things, but it's, like, their thing. That's how they make money.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, but it's just funny because I could see Saban, like, being resistant because of, like, the more that they would have to put in it. But then it's like, well, think about it, man. What else do you have? I thought the whole company and everyone involved was dead when Disney bought it. Like, I didn't even know that they were still limping along, ready to buy it back one day and bring us to 6 years in hell. This is the Secret American Horror Story 7th season. It's just been an experiment.
Yeah, I have no idea what they would do, but I don't see Q Ranger failing, to be honest, so I'm not too.
Yeah, I mean, they've got space, and they've got balls, scenario. And they've got 9 of these guys at once. There's no way they can fail. They've got every color. They're
famous last words.
Well, hey, it is what it is, let's be honest.
It's an interesting situation, for sure.
You're right, because someone here also once said, only good things can come from Saban buying back PR.
Well, fuck you.
That was episode 1. 1!
Same person also said, you know, O's that stupid little bitch. Writer doesn't exist after Bubbles.
We're never gonna refer to it as RRR. That would be stupid. Episode 1.
But I was so right about GoBusters, though.
We should retroactively title episode 1 The Phantom Menace.
Beatbuster's definitely going to be evil for a little while. Speaking of GoBusters.
Hey.
Definitely.
Hey.
Brian's like the Miss Cleo of the podcast.
Like, all the pieces were there. I can't help it if they put the puzzle together differently.
That's what it is. Brian is a fake psychic. He is the Miss Cleo of this podcast. All his predictions sound good, but they're wrong.
I get one thing right, and everyone's like, oh man, you're calling it good, and then it just goes downhill.
What was the one thing you got right?
Send in Yos.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be better than Gokaiger. But he sent in the Yos too, which is like a weird coincidence, like honestly. Yeah,
that is really weird, I don't know.
I'm so glad Brian and didn't buy the. I'm so glad y'all didn't buy the Gokaiger toys because these fucking Ranger keys are so big and derpy looking. Definitely not buying that.
I mean, come on though. Look at those first pictures. I mean, Gokaiger's not exactly flattering in that first picture, and they have like a perfect glamour shot of the butts going into the keyhole.
Well, the mecha is never flattering.
And to be fair, I didn't buy any of the premium sets. I was done after the retail releases, so...
Not a true fan.
I'm no longer the problem, you are.
I don't care if I'm a problem. I like to be the problem.
That's fine.
I never did put that last set on my Ranger Key list. But I have to pay Oki for it soon, because it's coming out soon. Which means now that it's coming out soon, there's going to be another Ranger Key set announced. Ranger Key set, Juozer. Ranger Key set, Q Ranger. I'm waiting, I'm excited.
Might be the last one.
That's all, I don't know the keys.
Am I now secretly hoping for Sentai to be canceled just in Ranger Keys? Maybe. Maybe. Alright. New campaign, I'm going to get Sentai shirts that say just Sentai with it crossed out on the side of it. Just... Anti-Sentai campaign. While I enjoy Q-Ranger, it'll be just like a funny thing. Q-Ranger's awesome, but I hope you die.
Typical Dawson writer.
But I guess it's time to talk about X-Aid now for real, though?
Yeah, probably.
Surprise. Emu's infected.
Okay, yeah, there we go. I was like, someone help me. I watched this on Sunday. I don't remember anymore.
Well,
it was weird the way they handled it.
The thing is, I don't know if he's necessarily infected.
I know
what he said. I also know that, you know, he should be dead if he were infected.
He's
so,
because he's the chosen one.
How do we know it's not just he's got some kind of like an antibody or something? And
well, I'm curious whether he's immune or whether maybe he is.
He's not a real doctor. He's like a radiologist or something. He's not like a medical doctor. I mean,
well, but he's really good at looking at test results.
Like, that was basically his thing.
Yeah, like my favorite thing was I'm gonna get a blood sample and I thought he was gonna pull out a syringe and he wiped his cheek. Like, I thought he had, like, a regular, like, blood test kit, and it was just like, oh, okay, that's how they take my blood at the doctor's office, too. They just punch me and then wipe my cheek. That's probably how they do it in Japan. It's a sign of respect. But, I mean, he's definitely got it. I just don't know whether, like, what it's going to amount to. Like, whether it's going to be an immunity thing, whether he is dying just really slowly, or whether he's, like, actually a bugster or going to become one, like a full-on classic writer story they've done 7 times.
He is the chosen one.
So,
I think it's gonna stem a lot from the fact that, like, he had that operation when he was a child. And I think the minister guy was just kind of prepping him to be, like, the perfect being against
these things. Well, because, see, here's the thing, and I don't know how... I don't
know they made him. Does he even have parents?
Oh my god. Am I on mute? Am I muted?
Sorry.
He's like, well, you know, I've been on the Wikipedia a lot. And, first of all, apparently the Juju Burger gas shot gives him level 4, so they're not going to skip that entirely.
Yay!
So he'll be like Xaid Burger Gamer level 4. So that made me happy.
That's my kind of dude.
But back to what we were talking about. Because it says here, and I don't know how in canon the movie is, because sometimes they are and sometimes they're not, and sometimes they're partially in canon. Oh. But it says, as revealed in Heisei Generations. You have to say it like that.
Okay.
Emu was in fact the very first victim of the Bugster virus when he was a child, where he was used to breed stronger Bugsters. The experiment on Emu was unrecorded, unlike his special life-saving surgery recording, which is the reason why he carries an antibody to be immune from upcoming Bugster viruses afterwards. This allows him to access the gamer driver freely without any immunization operation.
More like immunization.
Yeah, so that's what we'll, it's like, does he have the virus? Is he, like, I don't know exactly what's happening.
So they gave him an early version when they were little, and then a bunch of Bugsters fucked him, and he gave birth to the new virus? Like, they said breed. That's why his teeth are so fucked up. They're all into ass to mouth. It was just, it was too far. This whole joke's too far. It's gone too far. It's off the rails, and I can't stop it. But,
like, let's just, you know, try to ignore the fact that Dawson was talking about a child doing ass to mouth.
He was a Bugster child!
makes it better!
It's not my fault the guy that wrote the fillery books was into that kind of stuff.
Now...
Get that.
Who the fuck is this bitch?
Well, what, the girl?
I thought was Papa Peepoo-Poo-Poo. Are we sure it's not her?
Turns out they're different people completely.
I mean, like... Are you sure? Like,
no, yeah, I checked the actress list. They're different people, trust me.
They're different people.
She's like a digital person, though. What if she just changes her persona? I don't know, I'm just stretching.
Fair enough. but I don't really know. I don't think there's anything really about her yet. Apparently she's going to turn into Snipe briefly. She, like, steals...
That's going to throw the Phantom into a tizzy.
Or she at least takes the Gasha. I don't know if, like, she's actually going to transform or not, but... yeah, that's about it. I'm assuming, like, she's just some, like, salty bitch that, like, got beat at a video game tournament or something and just wants him dead.
Or like, that's what I was thinking. Like,
she's like those people that... lose on Call of Duty and get really pissy and try to SWAT the other person. That's just what I assume, like, at this point.
Oh my god.
I think that would be hilarious because it's like a low-stakes thing that she brought to high stakes. Perfect! He's involved in a death game involving actual superhero stakes! Now I can actually kill him! Now, where do I find the rogue? That guy. He's got a stripe in his hair. He's definitely the rogue. Team up with him. He's always standing to the side. Clearly the dick character.
He runs an underground doctor office. He's definitely the one.
It's like a fight club, but with medicine. I mean...
It's really funny, because apparently, like, this is a popular subject in Japanese media, is, like, unlicensed doctors. And so, like, if you watch, like, these, like, doctor-driven, like, anime stories and stuff, there's always one that is unlicensed and trying to rebel against the medical system.
It's what, like, a bunch of badasses over there.
It's like the hard-ass doctor that doesn't want to listen to the rules.
Doesn't think you should have to cover your face with a surgical mask because you coughed.
Instead of the loose cannon cop, it's the loose cannon doctor. I scrubbed in and then touched a Twinkie. I'm a bad boy. Call me Dr. McGritty. Like,
paging Dr. Sexy.
Oh, Japan.
I was going to ask something, and then I forgot what it was, because we just went off on that tangent. Why are you buying the CD, Brian? That's one thing I wanted to ask, but I
completely... Because
they come with gashats. I need them.
What? Oh, okay. There was something I had to ask about the show, but I forgot what it was, and I wanted to ask that before I got too far along.
Okay.
So, I don't know anymore.
I thought this episode was weirdly structured in terms of being, like, Mighty Brother's official introduction. Because, like, they started the episode basically with moving past the events, and we flash back to what happened. And it's like...
Which was he argues with himself and then passes out.
And then by the end of the episode, he worked with himself fine. For, like, no apparent reason. And then, like, the whole middle of the episode was just about that stupid cancer dude and how he was only pretending he didn't want to live because he just wanted Brave to do his surgery. And, I don't know, it was just weird.
Well, Brave did the surgery and he lived, so...
Well, who cares? Who the fuck is this guy? No one cares. So, it was just weird. Like,
Brave sweated a lot, though. Like, look at it, he was drenched. Like,
he didn't Jesus want to ruin Christ. His perfect record. But also, it was just a weird place
to put He was drenched like a co-ed's vagina on spring break.
Dear Lord.
Okay.
I stole way too far from mine.
My drenched favorite part like of Dawson's mom in that frat house. Was when he summoned like the line of bricks and like Mario jumped the bugster away.
That was cool. Bricks.
That was great.
It was just weird that like the beginning was like he can't work with himself, and then by the end he did for what amounts to no reason for me. Like I was kind of hoping that would be a thing. Like, you know, Dead Heat had the lightning, and this would just be like, oh, we're gonna like can't work together. It just was so immediate, and like nothing in the middle of the episode had to do with it.
That's or, a like, good point.
I'm kind of surprised that they didn't touch on the fact that like he's basically split into two personalities, Emu the doctor and M the gamer.
Yeah, because like when they're arguing, he's like, "We got to get the patient." He's like, "Stop being a bitch." I'm like, "I like that one. Let's get that." Can he stab the other one, and we just get this half?
Stop being like, a bitch. Stop being a
bitch.
That's what it's like with Emu, though. It's what I say every time I see him on screen.
It's true, though. Interesting.
And they didn't resolve it. And, like, I also like the scene where he's trying to trick Brave into doing the surgery. He's like, huh, I bet you're too scared. He's like, no, I'm not. I can do it. He's like, so do you want to give me my Gashats back now? I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? He's like, so how about that Katie Lutz autograph? I'm like, thank you. Finally something relevant. It made no sense. Like, why did you think that was a good segue? He probably wants to not give him back even more. Probably gonna bake him into a cake and eat him now. Like, what are you doing?
And there's nothing I can't cut. Just cuts it in half.
Something I can't cut cuts Katie Lott's autograph apart.
No!
Yeah, like, no, I completely agree on the weird jumpy structure of this episode. And I mean, it's kind of like what you expect now. It's like, oh, there's a problem. Oh, it's overcome already. Great. But
it's
like,
overcome. Ew, that sounds sticky.
Would have been a lot more interesting if they kind of had this self-feud for a little bit. Because like you said, it was resolved, but there was nothing really worthwhile in the middle to lead toward the resolution.
Yeah, like just... I would have even been happy if it was just self-contained in the one episode that it was solved, but it wasn't even that. Like, that would have been rushed in and of itself, but they didn't even touch on, like, what he did magically that made him agree with himself. That's very dirty when I think about it. Like, that's just, like, he's touching the green, like, it was like a huge masturbation bit there.
Pretty sure that's what he did, it's just went in the corner.
I'm still trying to figure out why he doesn't think it's weird that he splits into two people.
Right?
I mean, so much has happened at this point.
Like, I would be a little bit concerned.
I like how Genom's whole motivation was no one can make a game but me. I'm like, well, why aren't you, like, you know, bursting down Ubisoft's door and shit? Like, I want a mini-series of him just going to game developers. Like, fuck you, Bethesda! Only I make games!
He has to go to Konami. I need to see this. I need to see Genom just go to Konami.
He made an illegal game. You can't do that. Bond, I'm the game master. Truce.
Wrong, Gnocchi. Wrong.
Uh, Kojima just calls him up and gives him Konami's address. Go fuck him up. Backed by Norman Reedus, it's fine.
You got a Daryl. Just throws a grenade at Ganem.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, it was still, it was like interesting, but I completely agree with all the weird pacing things. And it's not even pacing things, it's just weird storytelling, I guess.
I didn't even think that they were gonna touch on the whole why is he special thing, because they did it like at the very last second. Like, I thought, yeah. Oh, we're gonna save it for next week, and then he's like, quick blood sample, boom, plot done. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Now we're ready for Paradox next week. Now that we solved this, but not really.
Now that we got this done, hashtag toys.
Now that we got this debut, we gotta get the next debut.
The thing about X-Men is they have all these really weird little inconsistencies that make sense that just add up over time. Like, this one I think was probably one of the more inconsistent ones. Just weird.
Thankfully, I think the debuts are done after next week.
Yeah, there's nothing to debut after that until they debut the power-ups for Snipe and Brave.
And that's just sometime in February, so hopefully toward the end of February.
Right?
Paradox needs to be a threat for at least a couple episodes before Brave and Snipe go, yeah, we're level 52, bitch. Or rather, level 50 also, bitch, because you can't say 2, because that's a number as well. So,
no, we got that. Thank you. We know how English works, even if the Japanese don't. Or Dawson.
We're 52. That's 2 higher than me. I'm toast.
I just want to see level 4, man.
Foreman?
No, not Foreman.
I want to see the Foreman grill.
Dumbass.
It works with the burger.
I want to see level red Foreman.
Understand that one. I got mine.
George Foreman one. Gamer?
Be perfect. Foreman driver.
It's just a grill.
Gonna be for the Food Base series next year.
It opens up, you insert the food, and you close it.
Makes a like sizzling steam sound. Comes out of it. That'd be hilarious. And oddly enough, it's like not outside of the realm of probably what's happened in the idea room. It's probably there, like up on the, we're going to use this someday. You never know anymore.
The gimmick changes color to show that it's cooked.
Those crazy, bastards. And, like, oddly enough, the burger patties will be one of the things that has lights and sounds.
Voice toys voiced by Gordon Ramsay.
Alright. Thanks. I think that's about it. Anything else to talk about? X-Aid?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Koto, Ekisai, Dekisai, Kota, Ewa, Ekisai.
Do we have an ending theme now?
No.
And now it's time for
ramble time.
Yeah.
Exciting news, guys. I caught up on Pokemon.
Yay.
So I got to see Greninja leave to be a glorified weed whacker. I mean, that's the storyline.
Weed.
I now see that your purpose was to get all these vines killed and did. For fuck's sake. Why? What was so wrong for him to just go to Professor Oak's and weed whack there? What if, like, his goal in life was just to pull Heracross off Bulbasaur's sack?
That sounds dirty.
You know how it is. That's true, though. It's not, like, exaggerating. That's just what happens there, I imagine. It just...
Like, I almost feel like that whole, like, destroying the vines thing was supposed to be the plot. If they had made Z instead of Sun and Moon, but then they didn't. like that the whole plot was going to be like, oh, Zarosic and like the continuation of these vines and the X and Y storyline, and then that didn't happen.
I was thinking about that too during these episodes with like Zygarde and stuff. Like, I was wondering what Z would have looked like with all these elements, including Zygarde and stuff.
So they're just like, oh well, fuck. Leave Greninja behind. He'll do the weed whacking. He'll be Pablo the gardener.
It's so shitty, because I thought we were finally past this whole true home shit, since we finally realized, like, that Ash can swap out members and stuff, and then it's weird, because it's the only generation now that he doesn't have a starter from, and it was, like, one of his better ones, too.
One of his better ones? Probably, like, his best one, besides maybe Charizard.
Yeah.
Like,
and got pretty mad.
And you know, he had the whole story, and we talked about this before, the whole story was Greninja and him being special and the bond with Ash and that whole, that's why there's the Ash Greninja thing, and then he leaves that behind. Not that the others didn't have a bond with him, because there was the Infernape story and, you know, Bayleaf was always humping him and, you know, like, so he had fact, attachments
to term Bay.
Right? And, you know, and Charizard had his whole deal. So he's got attachments with other starters before, but there was something special about Greninja. And then he leaves that behind because, I guess, it just doesn't have wings, so.
Well, I guess, like, our best hope, four generations from now, Greninja will come along for, like, the part two journey like he did with Black and White, and then finally be with the rest of the Pokemon. Presumably.
That's what I'm hoping. I really am hoping he comes back at some point. Even if it's for a bullshit reason, it just all of a sudden shows up in Alola, like, on a boat and stays with Ash or just goes to Professor Oak's just so that, like, Ash has access to him again.
That's why I was disappointed, again, that the Synchro Evolution wasn't a thing, because that would have been such a cool way to connect X and Y's anime to Sun and Moon's and, like, make it not seem like Ash was dumping this Pokemon that he had a good connection with, but I would just much rather have him dump it off at Professor Oak's, then it just stay in Kalos for really no reason.
Stupid. Like, I think Clement was just a cock stain in this episode.
I was watching that stupid gym episode.
Do it now, thanks to science.
And I was thinking, seeing it in action in that episode specifically, how freaking weird it is that the robot was the gym leader. Like, it just is weird. Maybe it's coming off of Sun and Moon, where, like, they're trying their best to make a league, and it makes you realize, like, what the gym leaders go through to, like, become gym leaders, and then it's just a random-ass robot. Like, it's just weird. I don't know why Clement was a thing.
This is my dual computer. So that Clement could travel around.
Well, but why not just put his dad in charge, like Brock did?
Because his dad had a Blaziken man.
Get a guy that can do both.
You can't be Blaziken man and a gym leader.
Just it was weird. It was just weird and stupid. I also have been meaning to go like watch a minute of like a Japanese X and Y episode, because I'm really curious what Squishy and other Squishy's voices sound like and why we decided they're weird like British supervillains. Like, it doesn't fit for me. Like, for both Squishy, who's, like, this adorable little cell, and then when he becomes Zygarde and he's, like, really badass looking, and then he's like, thank you, Bony! I'm like, what the hell? Like,
thank you, Bony. Hello, Poppet.
That's exactly it. Like, because usually when they have legendaries that talk in all the movies, they're either kind of a cutesy voice or, like, a deep badass voice of some sort. And this one's, like, weird. And I don't like it. Also, do they call him Squishy in Japan, too? Because that's also awkward.
It was Puni-chan in Japan.
Oh, my God. That's dirty. For fuck's sake.
Punani-chan.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about Bubble Boy now. Like, goddamn.
So what does that mean in English, Brian?
Pussy. No. You gotta grab him by the squishy.
I always just assumed it was, like, puny. But maybe not. Like, I don't know.
Brian, we keep you on here to be our English translator into Japanese. Puni. What Puni-chan. What are you doing?
Squishy. Let's see.
You're my squishy. I will call you Squishy.
If only Zygarde 100% more accidentally said better.
Puni Puni, an onomatopoeic word describing something squishy.
Oh, okay, that makes sense, I guess.
So, it's basically squishy.
It just might sound less awkward, I don't know. But, regardless of the name...
What are you doing?
I'm running water. You know how it is.
His German name is Blobby.
For fuck's sake.
His Dutch name
wash
is
your dishes
Gumpy.
Later.
I'm not. I'm just filling up water. I had to wait for it to get hot, though. There we go.
Swedish name is Cletus.
Are you serious? Cletus! That's the best one.
It's probably like Cletus or something, but...
Cletus! Can you imagine Bonnie saying
that? I want a nickname of a Zygarde Cletus now.
But it's just, it's weird sniveling.
Oh my god.
So
oh my god, the Latin American Spanish is Blandito.
Oh my god.
Why does everyone get cooler names than us?
Doesn't help. I should call you Blandito.
They probably have more fitting voices than the weird British ones, too.
Blandito just Antonio Banderas.
I love the part where Bonnie was like, "You're one of Squishy's friends, right?" to one of the cells, and the cell's just like a corpse, just like sitting there. like, are those things even alive, really? Like,
I thought about that. I'm like, it's a cell. It's just, it's not gonna do anything. Bonnie, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, it was awkward. I'm like, I don't think those things are even real. Classic Bonnie.
Like, Bonnie, they're not alive. You may as well just talk to its stomach.
Yeah, like, it's weird. I wish they'd gotten cooler stuff. Wish there had been a Z version.
Oh my god.
How many more do we have here? Like, three? And still no word on when Sun and Moon's gonna... Oh, do we? I thought we had, like, a Serena episode...
Yeah, and if then, they like, do it, why? they didn't do that shit the last time.
No, like, no, I mean, like, not the special. That's not what I'm talking about.
No, I think there's only one more episode.
Yeah, there's one.
Okay. And we still have no word about Sun and Moon when that's going to happen.
Correct.
Outside of the preview. Because I remember I asked that before, and, like, the next day, I saw something go up in my timeline. I'm like, oh, we made it happen again. But then it was just that it was available on the Pokemon app or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
You can now watch it on Pokemon TV, the app.
That's weird. Not that, but I mean that, like, we don't have any information about it. Because wasn't it... Was there a gap between Black and White and X and Y when that officially started?
I believe so. I'm not 100% sure, but...
It's hard to know because...
I mean, I don't think it was a long gap, but... Like, it might have been, like, a couple of weeks or something. I don't think it was long.
It just takes gaps so infrequently that it's just weird when it does. So, I don't know. Like, I'm just honestly curious to see, like, when it's going to air normally on XD and also, like, when they might air reruns if they do. Because, like, I haven't seen anything other than it occasionally popping up on the schedule, the pilot that they showed. And that movie.
Man, I hope they air the special with Silent.
No, they probably will now, and not the one with Brock. Can we just dub the one with Brock, but then don't dub Silas's voice? So it's just like Brock talking, and then Silent's like a mute. That'd be amazing.
I hope they do the Silas special.
Did I say Silas?
Yeah, at one point you did, yeah.
He can talk about being 1,000 years old. That'd be great.
There's no need for it, really. I just cannot get that dude's name right two generations later. Connoisseur.
Well, he shouldn't be a fuck.
I think that's it for Pokemon. Brian, did you watch S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Not it. Did what? I squash a Pokemon part? I mean, point?
No.
Part?
No. You're good.
He squashed Squishy.
Okay. Wait, so you did watch S.H.I.E.L.D.? I got lost in my own confusion.
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. Because it was good. I still had to go back and watch the first 3 minutes. Apparently there was some sort of Luke Cage mention or something.
There was?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know because I haven't watched that yet because I'm a delinquent.
But I'll need to watch it later. Not Luke Cage. I can watch it again quick. No, like, the first few minutes I meant to do that because, like, there's this weird, like, DVR, like, dance I have to do because, like, the other two shows I DVR...
Is it like a DVR mating dance?
Exactly. To get it to record right. But, like, because the other shows I record go, like, 5 minutes over. So I, like, have to purposefully wait 5 minutes past 9 and then go in and manually record S.H.I.E.L.D. Otherwise it won't record. So I always miss the first 5 minutes now. So I don't know.
That seems awful.
Yeah, but it's better than waiting and watching it on demand where you can't fast forward the commercials. So it's worth it.
You should complain to your cable company.
No, it's not my fault. I mean, their fault. It's my fault because I'm keeping the old DVR. You can only record two things at once. You have ones where you can record like five now. I just hate the OS.
Yeah, I can do that, but I don't want to pay the money for it. Like, I got when we got our cable set up, they were like, "Oh, here's this, like, it's the Contour box from Cox." I'm like, "Okay, Cox is contouring. That's a thing, and you can record up to five things at once." So I thought that's what I had, and then I went to do that, and they're like, "It's like, oh no, you can only fucking do like two shows at once." I'm like, "Oh, thanks, guy." Like, because we, like, I didn't know why my, I think it was one of the times my bill jumped, and I didn't know why my bill was so high. So my parents were like, "Do you want me to find out?" I'm like, "Sure." So they called, and like, "Oh, yeah, you have this Contour box. It means you can record five shows at once." I'm like, "Oh, sweet. Okay, yeah, I'll pay you extra money for that. Like, whatever." And then it turned out that I don't, in fact, have that, and it's like a stupid amount more to have that, and so I'm like, no thanks. I could upgrade to that box, but I'm not giving you more of my money, Cox. Fucking shit.
You know how it is.
I give Mike enough kept money offering to Cox. Me
a deal where I could pay the same but get it, but I just don't like the operating system of X1. Because, like, when you go to check over at later times, like, what's going to be on in 2 hours, and then you click down, it automatically resets it, and that bugs the shit out of me. And, like, that's the only reason. I'm just, like, really stubborn about it. But anyway, that was part of S.H.I.E.L.D. But we found out that, I think his name's Mace? I didn't even know his name was Mace. I just thought his name was Director. His name's Agent. But he's, like, not an Inhuman, which that's not, honestly, not what I expected. Maybe I wasn't, like, picking up on hints. Like, I knew that whatever he did, his heroic act was somehow fake, but I didn't know that he wasn't an Inhuman. Like, I didn't expect that. So that was interesting.
I'm Inhuman.
I didn't really know what I was expecting out of that. I just kind of took it for face value. I'm like, okay, yeah, he's an Inhuman. Cool.
Yeah, I believed him about that part. I assumed that just, like, whatever happened in wherever the hell he was, Vienna or whatever, I don't remember the area, but, like, that he was something of cowardice. Like, he was being a coward and, like, no one knew about it. And it really wasn't that. It was just, it wasn't even that he was a coward. It was just he tripped and it looked like he was saving a woman, which is kind of hilarious. And it's weird, though, to, like, I almost see him in this different light now where he came across as basically, like, this Captain America hero guy, and now he just kind of comes across as this really average dude that really doesn't know what he's talking about, but he's really good at PR.
Yeah.
And just kind of got caught up in it. So, like, I like the situation that came out of it, though, where he's going to be the face of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Coulson's back being director. So, I like that.
All is as it should be.
Mm-hmm. Even Mac was like, when they're in the field, he made it a point to be like, "What should we do, sir?" Looks right at Coulson, and then gives me, "Fuck you, I'm Mac. I'll take your head off with a hatchet. It's going to take a bunch of tiny chops, but it's going to be worth it."
It's not an axe, but it'll do.
Like, Mac is like the MVP of the show lately. It's amazing.
I love him so much.
Oh, yeah, that was the thing. May escaped because they put her in a trance of being in a day spa and it caused her to dress. And I want to see, like,
why is it just working?
I want to see the dream sequence of that. Like, her getting a massage and her just, like, trying to fight the masseurs who are just, like, normal people. Like, "Get off of me! You lunatics!" Like, just throwing the hot rocks at them. Like, just... It's, like, the most May thing ever that they would have to put her in a combat simulation to keep her calm.
Why isn't this working? I'm like, do you guys know her at all?
Yeah, like, she doesn't want to be at a spa. And then let's see, what else was going on? Fitz downloaded the Ada app onto his phone. So he's going to be using that in his free time. I think that's going to be kind of interesting. Because she's obviously conscious at both places, so it'll be interesting to see how it interplays with her being conscious with Radcliffe and then with Fitz whenever he fixes her. Because yeah. I feel like she might end up being almost a good element, more so than Radcliffe.
Like, what if we have, like, an Ada on Ada battle?
That could be cool.
Like, good Ada.
Good Ada and bad Ada. Like, if only Simmons would get on board, but she's, like, not on board. But she's really good at using the heads to pretend she cut people's heads off. That was pretty cool. I liked that. And it was a nice little callback to when she worked with Hydra for, like, 5 minutes back when Bobby was there, and then Bobby and Hunter left for a spinoff. And they're like, nope, no spinoff, we're going to do the Inhumans. And they're like, what about, oh, where'd we go? I miss him. Like, I don't think the show feels really lacking, like it's bad without him, but I do miss their energy. Especially, yeah. Like, Hunter's quips and stuff. And Bobby's sticks. You know how it is.
Giggity.
That's Bobby's world.
It's the Bobby's world I want to watch.
But how it is. Classic Jess from Supernatural. Was anything else? Because basically everyone else was like seeking the other problem, like Quake and Fake May. Fake May got stabbed to death at the end, and she knows she's a robot.
She's like, what the fuck is this shit?
Like, that's interesting. I think that's really cool the way they did that. Instead of making her unknowing, especially with May automatically having a robotic personality, like, it's going to have May almost having an identity crisis. Like, was I always a robot? Because I've been so emotionless, but she's not really May.
Was I always a robot?
I mean, when you act that way and then that happens, it's something you might think of. I thought it was kind of clever the way they carefully chose the words when Daisy and May were having that conversation in Lola. And she said, I have this image in my head of our first mission. Like, I thought that was neat. Because, like, it sounds normal if you don't know she's a robot, but if you know she's a robot, you're like, I get it, because, you know, your hard drive.
Yeah. This JPEG you found.
I have this JPEG in my head. What? Sorry, Twitter speak.
Can't help it, my bad.
You know how it is. Do you need help with that? No, it's just a scratch. I just need to get some welding equipment. What? Nothing. classic
just need
Robo
some
mate.
Welding equipment.
But it was a good episode. I'm really liking the second half so far a lot.
Yeah.
Like
I was a little bit hesitant just because... Get down. Get down.
Get down.
Get down again. Hannah, get down. You fucking knock over my goddamn Star Wars Lego, then I'm gonna kill you. Get the fuck over. Go. Go, 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 go. Go. Get. All the way. There you go. Perfect. Okay. I don't know where I was.
I was talking about how I liked the season so far, and you said you were a bit skeptical.
Oh, yeah, I was hesitant because, like, it's a shift. I mean, you had, like, the build-up toward Ada during the Ghost Rider parts. And, I mean, the Darkhold's going to continue to be an ongoing thing, too. But, like, the first half and the second half are, like, two kind of independent stories. Like, thinly connected. And so I was a little bit hesitant on the structure, but they pulled it off really good so far. So
yeah, I think so, too.
I dig it.
It's all thinly connected. Described the connection between the TV and the movies perfectly.
It's all connected, kind of.
Yeah, basically. I was thinking, though, that I'm not mad at the way they're doing it, and I won't be mad if they do it again, but I hope that every season they don't feel the need to make it two distinct storylines.
Yeah, they don't need to.
Like, Like, I mean, you could, they could even have three storylines that happen through the season if they want, but, like, in, like branding it, because it worked for Once Upon a Time, but then after a while it didn't. Like, every season there would be, like, a like season A, season B, and then after a while they realized that kind of got stale, and they went back to, well, they're still stale, but they kind of realized that that formula doesn't always work, so I just kind of hope they do a mix, and they don't feel the need to stick to that formula, like... Yeah. Maybe somehow thinking it's more enticing to have, like, a secondary title. Like, I think I see, whenever I catch a preview for it, Gotham does that too. They're like, Gotham, Winter Nights, or whatever the hell they're doing over there. That insane asylum. It's like, Jesus, the people that are in Arkham are running that show. But, like, it's fine right now. I just happen to think of that, the way they're doing that. And I'll be interested to see if they try to give a secondary title to it next season, if it gets a next season, which I hope it does. Got to at least get one more. Like, I'm only worried about it because I heard the ratings weren't too good last night or two nights ago, whenever it happened. So, like, it's just like I love it for it to continue for a while. But, like, if it does get canceled, it's one of those that I want to see at least get a good final season to, like, wrap things up and then potentially set things up for, like, the characters to appear in other forms, like in other shows or the movies and stuff.
Right.
Especially Coulson. I'm wanting that Infinity War cameo. I mean, it's time they know, honestly.
Yeah, it's kind of going on so long.
It would be so cool if they could line it up so that Coulson actually becomes, like, the face of S.H.I.E.L.D., like, publicly, right around when Infinity War happens. And then that could be when he shows up in the movie and, like, in the background in the TV in, like, Infinity War, they could show the press conference. It would be so cool.
Yeah.
Just do it! Man. Was there any other shows this week?
If there was, I didn't watch them.
Okay. Well, everything's back next week, so that's gonna be a thing.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited. Like, everything and more. Like, there's so many things. I think I'm picking up maybe one other thing. I don't know. Too many things. That's probably why I'm so forgetful. I have too many different names in my head.
Oh, and then I erase real names. Are you going to watch Riverdale?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it looked interesting. Might as well just pick up the whole CW lineup. It's right up my alleyway. Is on the CW. Okay.
So we can talk about that. That'll be a week behind. That'll be the new Legends.
Oh, that's fine, though. At least the other ones line up.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting it's going to be on Tuesdays now. I saw the preview tonight when I was
watching. I'm so excited. Arrow. I can't wait.
I'm excited about all those shows. Like, it's all good.
It's all good, it's in all the hood and home skillet.
Great.
All
right. Now it's time for...
Is it the week, or do we...
Tweet, motherfucker. That?
It's like Evil Fat Album. Yeah. So, I've got two picked out. We could do three actresses you're awake now, because there's three, and I feel like if I don't ask this third one, then it's going to get lost. So first up, from Kieran Foster, what's your favorite final combo, mech? Sagozo. Oh, sorry. I said combo. Get it? Pizza. Combo.
Pizza. Cheese and pretzel kind.
The number three. Fast food.
Let's see. Probably. I'm
scanning through my head now.
Yeah, I'm doing that too. Samurai Hao? And I say Samurai Hao over, like, G12 just for the simple fact that I feel like Samurai Hao was a bit more impressive in a weird, blocky, if you drop this on someone, their ribs might break kind of way.
It, like, had to roll.
And, like, I mean, G12 is impressive, like, on the shelf. It's really tall and shit. But there's something about Samurai Hao's, like, box shape that it's like, yeah, I bought everything to make this. And I just
and I
like that.
And it kind of fanned out, too, almost like a flower or something, the way, like, all the arms and, like, pieces came off of it, too.
Yeah. You climb up on that printer, I'm going to beat your shit.
Yeah, Samurai Hao, stop hopping. I think for, like, my actual answer that's, like, actually a final combo. I'm not entirely sure, but I've always liked Ultimate Daiboken because I was always impressed that it was like an Ultra Zord all formation that wasn't like a rolling thing and it could actually move like a regular... I mean, it was blocky, you know, because it was weighed down, but I like that it could actually move around and stuff. Yeah. And like as an almost final combo, I've always been really partial to the Thunderstorm Megazord / Gorai Senpujin. I don't know why, I just really like it. I think it looks really cool. And I like how it does that walks, but also is on roller skates thing. And like when it comes to work, people are just like move this little arm that's like... Like, I like the Hurricane Megazord too, which is there's something about that one that I like in particular. Kevin? His favorite is Megatron.
Optimus from Jetfire.
Exactly. Okay. Speaking of, well, this for my answer. No tongue. I don't know if I'm saying that right. It says design your ideal Power Rangers video game. And I said speaking of because I was thinking of a Zord game that's like the Transformers War for Cybertron games.
Yeah, that'd where, be cool. Like,
yeah, like the individual Zord combats, like the vehicles, and then you have like the fighting, like the actual robots. That could be cool. I think that's like the best one. Because I was thinking like, I mean, it could be done like an almost Arkham-esque in terms of having good combat with regular Rangers, but I think that the Zord one would be easier to pull off and make it pretty decent. That could be cool.
See, I think Sentai and Rangers and stuff just kind of fall into that category of the games that they keep making, like side-scroller beat-em-ups.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, the way that the show is and the way that you would design a game around something like that, it's just kind of what fits. Like, as much as I would love a exploration game because that's, like, my favorite genre, it wouldn't work for something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they more or less keep making games of that kind, so I'd, like, I guess to sort of answer the question, I would do that, but have, like, good Megazord fights somehow. Be it, like, a classic fighting game sort of thing, or a Super Robot Wars sort of setup where you can kind of move 3D and use swords and guns and stuff like that might be kind of cool to sort of combine the two things, but I think for actual Ranger battles, I don't think you could move much beyond a side-scroller beat-em-up.
Yeah, like that. So I said you'd have to have like Arkham level of talent to make it feel like you want it to feel, but I feel like it's a harder thing to convey.
Yeah.
Make a Dance Dance Revolution style game, but it's just Ranger poses. You just have to line up your hand movements.
Instead of just dance, it's just pose.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, if you do really good, you get like varying levels of explosions. I also wouldn't be mad at like a VR game that's like piloting a Zord.
That'd be really cool.
Like the way they have like the Star Trek Enterprise, you know, the Enterprise piloting and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That would be neat.
That would be really cool.
Okay, so the last one is from our good old buddy, Soap John, who says, has anyone checked out Digimon Universe Atmon? Yes, but I'm very far behind. I'm on, like, episode 6.
I'm on, I think, 9.
I'm curious, though, because you're only 3 more than me, because, like, I've been enjoying it. Like, when I watched, I did enjoy it. Like, it still has a bit of that Digimon feel, and it's definitely very yokai watchy in structure, like you can tell, like hardcore.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think they make really unique use of it in terms of like the apps and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like neat to see the way they do that. So like it's like a little bit innovative, a little bit Digimon, a little bit yokai watch. But like I haven't gotten necessarily to the point of fatigue yet because I'm only 6 in. But I'm curious whether it's going to be like that forever. Is it just going to be episodic? Because I know there's like a plot running in the background. But, like, if it's ever gonna, you know, become the main thing and become less episodic.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure where the show's at right now. All I know is I'm very much behind. But it's kind of next on my catch-up list. And, like, that was instant for him. Like, what the fuck? Well, but anyway...
this leaving?
Yeah. But it just dawned on me that maybe I can try next week. We can talk about Rebels.
Oh yeah.
Because I haven't watched it since it came back. But so I'm like, what, two episodes behind? I think.
Yeah, I think it like just came back like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it came back.
There was like a two-part on Geonosis, and then there was the one that happened this week with the droid.
Okay. So I'll try to catch up on that by next week. We can maybe add that or something. But, yeah, like Digimon's kind of next on my catch-up list. It's a little bit. It's one of the things that's a little bit harder to catch up on because you have to read it.
Yeah, you can't binge it as quickly.
Like I binged Rebels really fast because I just kept playing it either on the computer or on the TV while I was like editing a video or. Like typing up an article or something. I just had it going, or while I was like cleaning up the living room or something, like whatever I was doing, I just had it playing, and so it was a lot easier to binge through that. Same with Voltron, but I gotta read Digimon, so it's a little bit harder.
it's also one of those things I kind of have to be in a mood for. It's like with Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah. Like, I was wanting to catch up on Arc 5, and I was kind of in an ish mood, and I watched, like, maybe 7 episodes, and then I can't get motivated to watch it, not because I don't like it, because it's really good, but, like, I have to be in that Yu-Gi-Oh! Season, where, like, I'm really into watching duels, and, like, I can get through it, or, like, if I'm really into Digimon, and so it's one of those things that I'm not in a Digimon mood right now. So... But I like what I've seen so far. I just hope it doesn't always stay episodic. Like, that would just be kind of boring. Kind of like what Hunters was. It was, like, episodic for, like, the whole thing. And that got old. So I hope it's not that. Alright. Now it's time for...
Final thing is MP3?
And 3P, for sure. But he fell asleep. It's, like, the first time he's been asleep for that in a few weeks now. It's like so immediate. I wish I could fall asleep that quickly.
Yeah, I'm pretty now. Quick, but I'm not that quick.
I can fall asleep on the couch, and then when I actually proper decide to go to bed, I can't go to sleep. I need like to hire somebody or like have a delivery system of a tranquilizer or something. I think Kevin has that. It's just himself, apparently. This is usually where something clever happens, and nothing clever's happening.
Wow. No. So.